Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we want to welcome in a good friend, FRM Fridays, Brad Jansen, with us today. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, y'all.
Thanks for being here, Brad. Appreciate the time. We got nothing but fun lined up for you in this hour. Brad is a great guy. You guys, if you don't know Brad, you're going to love him afterwards. I'm telling you right now. Brad is, of course, part of FRM Fest, and that is what part of this whole fun experiment of FRM Fridays is about, is promoting FRM and our local musicians, our local artists. And I've mentioned on the air many times, country music is probably the one that I know the least about, but I have such a respect and a love for in many ways. I'm a sucker for an acoustic guitar, a violin, harmonies, so many things that country music's known for. I go and I listen to Brad, and I've heard you in town before, but I wanted to listen to specifically, you know, some of this, You With High Tide. And I'm telling you, I can't label what you do, man, and I hope that's not an insult.
No, that's exactly what I like to hear.
Right on. So, Brad, let's kind of just start right at the beginning here. When did you first start falling in love with music?
It's been all my life. I grew up in central Wisconsin here in a little small town called Vesper, and my parents were young, so they liked to go to the tavern and imbibe now and then. So, so I learned about the jukebox at a very young age and fell in love with the old Waylon Jennings, everything from Waylon Jennings to REO Speedwagon on the jukebox to Charlie Daniels Band. So, and my grandma loved to sing. All her brothers played in bands. I never got to meet any. Well, one of them I got to meet, but they were mostly all gone before I was even born. But yes, it's been on. And I started playing guitar when I was like 14, and that's when it really branched off. But
right,
I've always had a love of music.
Was the guitar the first instrument you picked up?
Yeah, first and pretty much only.
How old were you?
I play bass too, but okay. I'm trying to remember. I was either 13 or 14.
Right on.
Long.
Now, you mentioned you play bass too. Have you played any other instruments over the years? Is there anything else you've enjoyed?
Not really. Back in high school, I plunked around on a keyboard a little bit, but never really went away anywhere. Nowadays, I wish I would have spent more time with it, but
one of the things that I noted right away was your style. You seem to have a very original, kind of your own way of doing it, whether it is playing the guitar, singing. I'm curious, we mentioned earlier on the air that you've been spending a lot of time in Nashville, that doing some working with songwriters and that. Do you have the similar approach to songwriting, where you kind of have your own way of doing it?
Yeah, every song comes out a little different, obviously, but yeah, I spent years playing cover songs, so it's like there is everything and an influence from Hank Williams Sr. to Metallica, Megadeth. I've played every song in between, so there's a little bit all of it in there.
When it I'm a writer, and I know for me, like I don't like sitting 2 in the morning, laying in bed and comfortable. I don't have to go to the bathroom. I got a story in my head, and I got to write it down. Like, is it worth it? Oh, I got to get up. I got to write it down.
Yeah.
Is that how a lot of the writing process is for you? It just comes when it comes, or do you sit down and like, I'm going to write today?
Half-written songs rolling around my head all the time, but to actually get one down, I've got to sit down and
right on,
and hope it comes out, and hope it doesn't end up as one of the 3-line things that gets tossed in the pile for later. But
a lot of the guests we've had over the course of FRM Fridays, and even as a part of a Hoozle's Rise to Music, we have a lot of young songwriters and some artists that have come in and talked about wanting to become songwriters. And I appreciate that whenever we have somebody who's got a good body of work and has been doing this a long time can share that kind of stuff with young songwriters, young artists out there. It's part of what we do here. And part of what I think is fun about this. So I mentioned that you've been in Nashville for a while. How long have you been doing that, Brad?
I've been down there three years this month.
Yeah? Wow, yep, nice. Yep. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it down there. I love it down there. It's a lot more hustle and bustle and busy than
imagine,
took a while to get used to all that. But
what made you want to move to Nashville? I think you can hear in your voice. We can hear, you know, we know the style of music you're liking. See, there's a lot of low hanging fruit there, but I feel like there's more there than just that.
It all started out, my wife and I went down there on vacation with friends, and I was joking on the way down there. I said, well, you might not get me back on it. Well, on the way home from Nashville, she says, "What? You liked it down here, right?" And I said, I love it. And she says, well, what if we moved down here? I'm like, are you serious?
Mm. Wow.
And she's like, yeah, I'm dead serious. She says, I'm sick of these Wisconsin winters.
Boy, that is a great reason to move. That is, I tell you.
So it was like 9 months later, we were moved down there, lock, stock, and barrel, sold our house up here and bought one down there.
Right on.
Wow, that's right so neat.
God, that is cool.
That's a great story.
Again, what we were, that is inspiring.
Yeah, right? It is.
As much as the songwriting stuff is. Now, you moved to Nashville. You know, certainly you're embedded down there now a bit. How have you grown? Do you feel that you've grown as a songwriter moving down there?
Absolutely. Yeah, a thousand times.
Right on. You are have you found, to me, I've loved acting since I was 7 years old, and I have enjoyed doing it my whole life. I'm in my early 20s, and I go out to California to do these classes and stuff, and I get this, like, revitalization in me. Like, I'm literally falling in love with it again. And the same thing happened another time when I went out to California. Mm-hmm. Like, did you find that you guys seem like you got a really healthy love of music? You moved to Nashville, and you find, like, you've got this second life almost with it.
Absolutely, cool. Absolutely. It's so much different down there. You know, you played the same cover songs around here for 30 dang years, and you get down there, and it's just a whole different vibe. Everybody down there is... It's not a cliche. Everybody down there is a musician. Everybody you meet plays something, sings.
Yeah.
So you start getting around all those people, and I firmly believe the better the people are you hang out with it, the craft, the better you're going to get. You know, you learn through...
Repetition.
Just through, through osmosis, I guess.
So, yes. Nashville, you know, is known as, it's a big music town, of course. It's one of the biggest in the country.
Yeah.
And so there's always, you know, like big names, bigger names hanging around in Nashville. Have you been able to meet any of those more well-known songwriters and singers since you've been down there?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, just recently. Songwriting pays so well, I'm, you know, down there that just for fun, I drive Uber around Nashville.
Right, yeah.
But I got in my car one day, and I think I had a guitar in the front seat. I think I was going to songwriters around that night, and he started talking about songwriting. He's like, yeah, I've done some songwriting. And I said, oh, yeah, anything I know? He says, well, I wrote Rhinestone Cowboy, if you ever heard of that one. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, that was one of the ones I used to play on the jukebox.
My gosh.
So, yeah, I had like a half-hour ride with him. He was telling me about the... You know, he got to see Glenn Campbell all the time. He knew his whole life. Yeah, he was there with him right till the end. I'm like, well, you know,
that's
stories you don't hear anywhere else. You know?
No.
When I was a kid, my first experience with country music was probably like Patsy Cline, but really it was my dad getting me into Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, a lot of the outlaw country.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Waylon earlier. Is that where a lot of your influence stems from?
Waylon would probably be, if I had to pick one, would probably be my biggest, between him and Johnny Cash, and, you know, I'll throw some Merle Haggard and stuff in there. But that's the stuff my grandma loved, the old country and the outlaw country. So that's, you know, I would listen to, she had LPs and a little record player in the bedroom.
Do you find, Brad, because I'm curious about this, and it's one of those questions I don't get to ask a lot of musicians, but my friends I tend to bring up with. I know for Seth and I, we hear a song, and especially if it's a song we haven't heard in like 10 years or whatever, and we're staying in the car to hear the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
It hits us a little differently than other songs. Is some of your music like that, where a certain song, like, it still hits you just like the first time you played it? Right on.
Yeah, I mean, there's even some of the cover songs that I still play. There's some, it's just like it feels like an old friend when you start playing it.
That's great.
Good to hear. And again, appreciate all the transparency, Brad. I really feel like it helps other artists out there. And it's just, you're a cool guy. It's cool to hear this stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Where can people hear your music? We know that they can go to FRM Fest tomorrow and catch you there. But if somebody wanted to listen to you online, or you got a gig coming up, anything like that?
Yeah. I've got, of course, the social medias, Facebook, you know, Brad Jansen Music. It's J-A-N-S-S-E-N. It's all one word. There's a YouTube channel, Brad Jansen Music. Same thing.
All right, cool.
Instagram, Brad Jansen Music.
Right on.
I don't do the TikTok. I always tell people I'm too old and too fat to be dancing on TikTok.
And just one last question to kind of wrap things up, Brad. To those artists out there listening, and when I say artists, I generally mean not just a young person who's thinking of picking up a guitar at 18 or something like that, but the guy out there, the woman out there that has been playing for their friends at the campfire for a long time and always kind of thought about doing an open mic or getting out there like to a Hoozle's Rise Music or something, maybe just need that little bit of push. What do you say to those people out there?
Go out, sing karaoke, go out and play the open mics, do whatever you got to do to get yourself comfortable in front of people. I mean, it's something I've struggled with my whole life. It's always hard to step on stage. It's never comes easy. It's hard to step into a room and throw yourself out there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The only way to do it is to do it. I mean, I spent years singing karaoke and playing the open mics, and it never came easy for me. It's not like it's just a switch you flip. You got to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm. I know Seth and I have touched on this before, and I tell my students all the time, the day you stop getting nervous is the day you probably are doing the wrong.
You're not pushing yourself hard.
It's a big part of it. It's funny you were saying that and describing that, and I immediately thought of when I first moved out here, and I'm living in Rome, and my papa wants to teach me, Jimmy, do you know how to swim? No.
Just right in the water.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Sink or swim.
Literally. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Brad's going to jam for us for a bit, and then we'll get to Melissa's news and your usual unusual lineup here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR FM Friday edition, where we are welcoming Brad Jansen into the WFHR stage. And Brad, it's all yours.
All right, thank you. I've lost count of the days since you left, and I still have the same day job, and I play for a handful of folks in the same bar. Thought I'd go far, and I just dream of rambling with you. I just dream of rambling with you. But I've got soul, I've got music that no one will hear, as I sit by this jukebox wishing you were near. And I just dream of rambling with you. I can only imagine where you're at, on the road chasing stars in your old Cadillac, in your white tank top ripped off the review, long gone behind you. Well, I just dream of rambling with you. Well, I just dream of rambling with you. Well, I've got soul, I've got music that no one will hear, as I sit by this jukebox wishing you were near. And I just dream of rambling with you. Payday still 2 days away. I'm afraid I'll be stuck here till Judgment Day. I can't fill the tank or buy a bus fare. I wish I didn't care. I just dream of rambling with you. I just dream of rambling with you. But I've got soul, I've got music that no one will hear, as I sit by this jukebox wishing you near. And I just dream of rambling with you. 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 Thank you, guys.
Man, that's good. Is that an original, Brad?
That is. That was written with a buddy of mine, Marcus Brown. He lives out in Oregon. I met him in a songwriter's round in Nashville, and don't know, we just kind of hit it off, and he asked if I'd ever tried songwriting over Zoom. I said, I have not. He said, well, neither have I. You want to try it? So we did.
We've been really spoiled in this. We've been really spoiled in this studio hearing a lot of great original music. That's one of my favorite original songs I've heard.
Oh, thanks,
that
man.
Is a really good, well-written song, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Your style of singing is perfect for it, too. Like, it really fit the lyrics, the tone, everything. I like that one. That was good.
Thank you. You want to hear something else, son?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll play you one. This one I actually started writing in Wisconsin before I moved to Nashville, and I didn't get it finished before I moved down there, so I finished it down there.
Hmm. Right on.
This is just a fun song here. One more ride through the darkness, looking for the other side. Stumbling around like I've always done, just trying to walk that line. A wailing tune in a smoky barroom, begging mama for another dime. Dreams of living like a rambling man, a young man gone for a long, long time. Crossroads are real, but there's no guarantee. You sell your soul for a song, but you may never even learn how to sing. Sometimes words come out wrong. One more ride through the darkness, looking on the other side. Stumbling around like I've always done, just trying to walk that line. A wailing tune in a smoky ballroom, begging mama for another dime. Dreams of living like a rambling man, young man gone for a long, long time. On the page, matching lines on my face. They've all got a story to tell. It's bitter and it's sweet and it's long in the teeth. How it ends, I guess time will tell. One last ride through the darkness, looking for the other side. Stumbling around like I've always done, just trying to walk that line. A wailing tune in a smoky ballroom, begging mama for another dime. My dreams of living like a rambling man, the young man gone for a long, long time. The young man gone for a long, long time. The young man gone for a long, long time. The young man gone for a long, long time.
I noticed that you play without a pick. Is there any guitarist in particular that influenced your style, or is this just Brad Jansen?
It's just kind of me. I just started doing that within the last year or so. I started going
really
exclusively to finger pick, and I always played with a pick. But
that's impressive, I got to say. Yeah.
There was a guy that changed my whole style of playing in Nashville. He's unfortunately passed now, but. He and I got to be real good friends, and watching him play and getting to play with him for a couple of years completely changed my style. But
that's wonderful. That's awesome. Marvelous. Awesome.
Got one more here, and then we'll go to our news break real quick. But yeah, right. We got one more for us to take there.
I'm going to see if I can remember this one for you. This one's brand new. This is another co-write with my buddy Marcus. This kind of stems from we were talking about He'd went to pull into his hometown gas station, and it had closed down, and I had the same similar story in Vesper. The old hometown gas station closed down, so this is kind of about them. It's where everyone gathers. It's where the youngsters work. It's where farmers swap stories over coffee in the morning for the plow and dirt. When you're a kid, it's where you hear the old times. Learn what you need to know, don't get in school. At the little gas stations all across the nations, little towns, you're homeward bound. When you pull up to the pump, fried chicken and JoJo's. Mollies and bobos, comfort food, old friends, new, all that and more is found in the little gas stations. Could be down on Main Street, across from the barber shop, or all alone on a country road, the only place for miles to stop. Slows down time when you coast on in. Laughter and tears and auto repairs, you're welcome wherever you've been. To the little gas stations all across the nation, little towns are homeward bound. When you pull up to fried chicken and JoJo's, tamales and bonbons, comfort food, old friends and new, all that and more is found at a little gas station. For a while, my surprise, that little station had been replaced by a drive-through coffee line. There was a young barista, she didn't know what was there before. Like the old timers, I had to remind her of the places we all used to go. Little gas stations all across the nation, little towns, you're homeward bound. When you pull up to the pump, fried chicken and JoJo's, tamales and bobos, comfort food, old friends and new, all that and more is found. Little gas stations, little gas station.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love a song that tells a story. You know, and one of the things that I like about music that I think a really good songwriter can do and does is I look at a painting and I'm going to see something and take something that Seth isn't and Seth is going to that absolutely kind of thing. And songwriters, like a good song can be the same way. Where what I got from that, what Seth got from it might be different, but we both jammed out. We both enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I talk to people, other songwriters about that in Nashville. It's a big thing in Nashville, or even you'll see it on the national stages sometimes where you're sitting there, the songwriter will tell you the whole story of exactly where that song came from, blah, blah, blah. You know, I like to give a little backstory of it here and there, but yeah, exactly what you were saying. I like songs I like to hear, I like to make my own story behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
That was very cool. Brad Jansen joining us as part of FRM Fridays and promoting, getting you ready, giving you a preview of FRM Fest tomorrow. We'll talk more about that after Melissa's news when we come back with FRM Fridays here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Everybody, Seth and James here with you. We are kicking off FRM Fridays and having some fun with our good friend Brad Jansen. Brad, we want to get out of the way, give you the stage. It's all yours.
All right, thank you. I mentioned before I was met my friend Marcus there at a songwriters round, and we write over Zoom. This is the first one we wrote together. It's our first attempt, so we were pretty proud of it and said, well, I think we'll keep doing this. Right. Somewhere between neon lights and starlit skies, I find myself wondering about what's gone wrong, what could have gone so right. Still picking away at this old guitar, never thought it'd take me quite this far. Chasing a dream, no matter what the cost. After the crowd's gone home, the lights are turned down and the eyes all gone. Counted up and night. Everything I've lost between the neon lights and starlit skies. Too many nights I've left you alone, playing too many songs about doing you wrong. Tell myself it's all in words. Cost. Traded school plays and birthdays and ball games, walks in the park and most of the Sundays, feeling I can touch but I can't hold. He told me I was getting old. After the crowd's gone home, the lights are turned down and the highs all gone. Counted up in the night. Everything I've lost between the neon lights and the starlit skies. Back, no, man. If I want a chance to hold your hand, you know I met you at a show. Like everything else I've had and I've lost, but I still see you after the crowd's gone home. The lights are turned down and the eyes are gone. Counted up in the night. Everything I've lost between neon lights and starlit skies, starlit skies, starlit skies, starlit skies.
You know, you were talking a little bit, you know, you're kind of pushed back a little bit on the country artist thing because of the that song that you just played. I could hear any number of artists recording a song like that. Doesn't need to be country. I could think of like pop groups doing it, something like that. It's a really universal song. I just was really curious real quick about your writing process with your partner that you've written several songs with now. Is it one of those things where you guys take like different sides of it? You know, I'll work on this and this, or do one of you have tonight like an idea and they're like, oh, let's work on this together.
It changes. That one there was one I just barely got a start on. I was like, oh, I've got this. That was our first time, like I said. I got this idea if you want to try and run with that. And that's what we did with that one.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times I've got a whole list of just things I'll randomly hear that I'm like, oh, that'll make a good song title, or that'll make a... And he's got kind of the same thing, so...
Okay.
A lot of times, if we will spend, like, the first 15 minutes or so brushing up on whatever we wrote the last time, and then just pick an idea and see where it goes, and hopefully it turns into
that's
a song.
Very cool. Thank you. Thank you for that.
This one here is... this is the first one I wrote when I got to Nashville, and I actually... This one is... all recorded. I was recording it with my buddy Jim that unfortunately passed here. So we got the recording done. He never got a chance to get it mixed or mastered. Jim was a hell of a guitar player. He played guitar for T.G. Shepherd for 20-some years and played with his wife in a band and various others. But someday he's got a bunch of lead work and dobro on it and stuff. And someday I'm hoping I can... figure out a way to get it finished and get released, but in the meantime, you'll just have to listen to me play it. Well, I went down to the river to be baptized in his name, and I tried, Lord, I tried, but the devil took my hand, said, follow me to the promised land. Still I tried. Still I try, still I try to walk the line, still I try to find my mind, still I get lost in the darkness from which I'm trying to hide, still I sing this same old song, still I try to carry on, still I chase away the devil, still trying to make himself at home, still I try. So many miles I've traveled down this road of sin that I've been on. Still I try, still I try. Worn out the souls in these old boots, worn out the soul I'm bound to lose. Still I try, still I try, still I try. Still I try to walk the line, still I try to find my mind. Still I get lost in the darkness from which I'm trying to hide. Still I sing this same old song, and still I try to carry on. Still I chase away the devil, still trying to make himself at home. Still I try. More than the right, been in the dark more than the light. Still I try, still I try. Pouring whiskey in a glass, pour away the demons from the past. Still I try, still I try, still I try. Still I try to walk the line, still I try to find my mind. Still I get lost in the darkness from which I'm trying to hide. Still I sing this same old song, still I try to carry on. Still I chase away the devil, I'm trying to make him something home. And still I try, still I try, still I try, and still I try, and still I try. Still I try, still I try, still I try, and still I try, and still I try.
I don't know about trying. You're certainly succeeding. Dang good, man. You are something. You are something. Can we just extend the morning show here a couple hours and just turn this into a concert? Just keep Brad busy until he's got to go on stage tomorrow in Robinson Park. Man, I'm enjoying
that. Terry may have a problem with that.
Yeah. I have a feeling you might be right about that. Brad, thank you so much for that. We're going to take our final break, come back, and Brad's going to play us right into the end of the show here. We'll be back with more FRM Fridays here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. And welcome back to FRM Fridays here at Mornings on WFHR. We're hanging out with our good friend Brad Jansen. Brad has done such a good job that we're not letting him leave. We are really enjoying this, man. I want to move out of the way, let you go ahead and jam out a little bit, and then we'll wrap up the show talking about FRM Fest. I want to mention Seth Faces the Music as well and some other fun stuff. So, Brad, this floor is all yours.
All right, thank you. day's work is done. Dinner's in the oven between the whiskey and me. This boy was bad and bald, little girl tugging on my arm between the whiskey and me. Between the whiskey and me, there's precious things I don't have time to say. As long as time keeps flying by, they'll all say goodbye. There won't be nothing, no nothing between the whiskey and me. Service, they're all gone to church, just the whiskey and me. Another Monday morning calling, hang on about it, just the whiskey and me. Between the whiskey and me, there's precious things I don't have time to say. As long as time keeps flying by, they'll all say goodbye. There won't be nothing, no nothing between the whiskey and me. Face down on the floor, no one comes round here no more. It's just the whiskey and me. It's precious things I don't have time to say. As long as time keeps flying by, they'll all say goodbye. There won't be nothing, no, 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 nothing between the whiskey.
That one in my soul, Brad. that is such a. I think if I wanted to explain to somebody why I think country and blues are so intertwined, that's what I'd play for them. That song right there. Yeah, they really are. Man, I felt that in my bones, man. That was good. That was good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that one. It's not a happy song by any means.
No.
Sometimes the best songs are that way, though.
Yes.
Unfortunately, coming from Wisconsin, I've watched a lot of friends go down that road.
I just felt it. Really good lyrics right there. Really well sang.
Thank you.
I think we got enough time for a shorter one, if you got one in you to wrap up on, or do you want to just kind of talk out the rest of the hour here? It's up to you.
We can talk a little bit.
Let's do that then. Because, for one, if I have you play one more song, I may not let you leave. And I may anger my big sister, Terry Johnson. She's our next guest on Party Magazine and stuff, so I might get in trouble. We're here today, of course, celebrating artists, our local musicians, and FRM, and Friends of Rapids Music, and Connie and the gang over there, and all the great work that they do. All this is fun and fantastic. It leads us into one of our favorite days of the year, FRM Fest. going on tomorrow, right at Robinson Park, my old stomping grounds. Mm-hmm. Things I'd encourage everybody to get down there around noon, because the Suzuki Kids, the Wisconsin Rapids Suzuki Violin Chapter, is going to be kicking off about 12:30-ish. You will have Jordan Bain and Save Point on at 2. 3 o'clock, Sarah Reiferman Jazz Trio hits the stage. The Blue Monday Band hits the stage at 4. And Mr. Brad Jansen here and his friends at High Tide, they're going to be hitting the stage about 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Brad, you've done FRM Fest before, I believe, right?
I have not.
I didn't. That's right.
I've been a stagehand there.
That's what it was. So now, being able to be a part of it, being on the stage, how excited are you for this?
I'm very excited. This is my first time really playing my original music out with a band, especially in front of people. So, I can't tell you how excited I am.
That's great.
Being in Nashville now, how often do you get a chance to play back in your home state?
I usually try and get back at least 3 times a year.
Okay. But
in the summer. Nothing in the winter. You won't find right here in January.
Very smart man right there.
That's cool, though, but that also means it shows how unique that opportunity is. I know what it means for you as much as it means for the audience. It's one of those mutual things where everybody's a win-win for everybody. You get to play for people that maybe don't get to see you and hear you live anymore.
Right.
And getting to play in your home stomping grounds. Like, there's nothing like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting to do that kind of thing. With FRM Fest and the collection of all this, is one of the things I've always wondered for musicians going to festivals, is are you going as a fan and as an artist?
Absolutely.
Get to take in the other music? Oh, that's got to be cool.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'll be going down early. Unfortunately, I've got to take off right afterwards. I've got something else going on. But yeah, otherwise, I would love to stick around and hear the Chicago Tribute Band. I'm sure they're absolutely phenomenal.
But I'll be
there early and listen to the music all day.
Right on. And as that Brad mentions, Alive Again, they will be hitting the stage. They'll go from 7 to 9. Fantastic artists all day long at Robinson Park. A little bit of something for everybody. You come down, check out some music, support our local artists, support local, support FRM Fest. Take in maybe some of the stuff that the vendors got up there. A lot of great vendors. Going to be food down there.
Yep.
Want to send a big thank you to all the volunteers and everybody that helps us pull this off every year. And thank this community, because this community supports local artists.
Supports them very well. One of the best. I've played a lot of different areas, and this is one of the best for supporting.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Now, meet us at Robinson Park tomorrow, right at 1, right around 12, I'd say. Get there early and get yourself a good seat, and we'll meet you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can find out more by going to frmgroup.org, frmgroup.org, or frm.org. Be sure to like their stuff on social media as well. And Brad, you're going to be doing that tomorrow. Do any other ways people can catch you? I noticed I saw your Facebook. You got a great Brad Jansen Music Facebook page.
That's best way to find out where I'm going to be. Or feel free to join my personal page too, just Brad Jansen.
Right on.
I post on both of them or on Instagram. I try and keep everybody updated and whereabouts I'm going
to
be.
Very cool. Very cool to have you join us today. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all having me. I had a blast.
Good to hear. Now you're going to have to come back, though.
I would love to come back.
Taking it back.
We, of course, have a weekend set of great lineups and great stuff. Now, you're going to be able to hear Seth twice this weekend. First, of course, with the FRM Fest, you're going to be broadcasting live and direct with our sister station.
Yeah, on 105.5 WIRI. I'll be there from 5 to 8. Steph will be joining me. We'll be doing interviews with Connie and the gang at FRM, plus hopefully some other interviews. We'll be playing music of all the groups. So we have some of Brad's music. We'll be playing that on the radio tomorrow while we're live there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Then on Sunday, of course, from 6 to 8, Seth faces the music. This week, it is games. That's not board games. I'm not talking about Monopoly here.
That it was all
I'm talking about Scrabble. Mind games. And love games and the games people play. Kind of songs.
Well, there's never been a song written about
that. Not at all. No. Actually, there was an amazing number of songs. I didn't realize that. Stay tuned. So tune in 6 to 8. Seth Face the Music on Sunday.
It's fantastic. Thank you, brother. And thank you to all of our guests throughout the week. Bill Heck joining us with a monthly Veterans Update. All the great guests we have had on the airwaves with us and all of our co-hosts. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Locally grown radio.